A single drummer led the solemn procession of some 700 medical marijuana patients and supporters who fear the June 6th Supreme Court decision leaves them vulnerable to arrest and prosecution. Attacks against medical pot providers and users have picked up in the wake of the decision, says Bruce Merkin, spokesman for the Marijuana Policy Project. Three pot clubs and more than 20 homes and businesses in San Francisco were raided June 23rd by the DEA, and a dispensary in Sacramento was shut down July 7th.
But they do seem to be picking their targets very carefully. They seem to be trying to keep people off balance and a little bit nervous and looking over their shoulder.
In their 6-3 ruling, the Supreme Court said providing medical marijuana violates the Commerce Clause of the U.S. Constitution. Merkin complains those in power are manipulating the meaning of this decision.
For one thing, it didn't really in any way affect the state medical marijuana laws. It simply preserved the status quo legally, in which those laws are valid on the state level, but they don't protect you from federal arrest and prosecution.
We are not criminals! We are not the terrorists! We are the sick and dying!
For Curtis Cottle, who is HIV positive, it's about survival. He's been smoking prescription pot for 7 years.
I've chose to smoke the medicine because it has helped my symptoms with the medicines that we have to take for the HIV. And they are so overwhelming that it helps take care of the nausea. I can still eat. If I didn't have the medicine, I wouldn't be able to continue to do what I do in the community.
Valerie Corral co-founded Women's and Men's Alliance for Medical Marijuana, or WAM, in 1993 as a collective. WAM provides all its own products and gives away pot on a weekly basis to some 200 members.
A small group of ill and dying folks have found a way to minimize our pain at no cost, and we do it by growing a garden together.
Corral and other WAM members say it's important for medical cannabis supporters to be vocal at this time. WAM could face federal indictment for their activities.
If we can show enough community support, maybe they'll leave us alone.
WAM member Jim Marshall held a live pot plant in his lap during the parade. Marshall has used pot for more than 40 years to alleviate pain from rheumatoid arthritis, a disease of the soft tissue joint lining. In September 2002, WAM's garden was raided by the DEA, and the group later filed suit, claiming it was a constitutional violation of patients' rights. Since April 2004, when attorneys won an injunction against the Justice Department, WAM's garden has been quasi-legal.
But that's going to be lifted because of the Raich decision.
However, Merkin says the Raich case wasn't a total setback.
The Supreme Court, in the majority opinion, explicitly said marijuana does have legitimate therapeutic purposes.
Congressmember Sam Farr plans to reintroduce the Truth in Trials Act before the month is out. If enacted, this legislation would establish an affirmative defense for anyone facing prosecution on a medical marijuana-related offense in states where prescription pot is legal. Vinny Lombardo, reporting for Freak Radio Santa Cruz.